As the Internet has grown over the years, we have noted many novel uses of the web by public agencies. For some years now, various states have posted online the names or pictures of convicted sex offenders, absentee fathers who are deeply in arrears in child support, doctors and dentists who've defaulted on their student loans. Well, in what we believe is new ground, the Clark County, Nevada Coroner's Office has posted something that's a bit grislier than that. Information, and in some cases photos, of unidentified corpses. P. Michael Murphy is the Clark County coroner. Mike Murphy, what's the point here?
Well, what we're trying to do is solve old John and Jane Doe cases, or what we refer to as unidentified remains. And this would be literally the last stop in the process. If we've been unsuccessful with either fingerprints or x-rays or dental records, DNA, then at that point we would put either a facial photo up or a mark, scar, or tattoo that might be located on a body, or even clothing or jewelry that's associated with the case, in hopes that someone out there might visit the website, see these things, and it might trigger a memory, or maybe they're looking for a lost loved one. To date, we have, I believe, 8 identified persons off of the website. We were feeling like when we first fired up the website in November that we'd be lucky if we got 1 or 2 out of it, and like I said, we're up to 8 now.
How many unidentified John and Jane Does are there in Clark County? Which we might add here, we're talking about Las Vegas, Nevada, essentially.
That's correct. It's Las Vegas, Nevada. We represent all of Clark County, which is about 1.6 million. The unidentified individuals that we have currently in active case file would be about 130 cases, and of course we had about 138 when we started.
Those 8 identifications from the web,
yes, sir.
What's your sense of them? Were they typically people who had been searching high and low and looking at every website imaginable to find someone, or were there private investigators looking? How did it happen?
The majority of them have been as a result of individuals who were looking at the website that were doing what you referred to as searching high and low. Our very first identification was a very unique one. It was a law enforcement officer at a booking facility here in Las Vegas, had gone to visit the site just to see what we were doing, and had actually recognized one of the unidentifieds as a transient individual that they had some encounters with and had some bookings with, but the fingerprints had not been placed on file yet. And so it's even within the law enforcement community itself, it's just another way for us to communicate with everybody and make sure we're sharing information appropriately.
How would you describe traffic to the website?
To date, since we brought the site up, we've had about 347,000 hits. The traffic to the site has increased dramatically since we've put these photos on. We wanted to make sure that everybody knows that this is not done with any intent to offend anyone or to bring any discredit to our victims, and that we're doing it purely for the purpose of trying to reunite families with their decedents and provide those families with answers.
These are not attractive photos. These are photos of people sometimes who had been... Well, sometimes it'd been in the desert for a long time before they were found.
Normally what you'll find is while they are not, certainly they are not glamour shots, they are more of a mugshot type photo. And in many instances, we were able to utilize digital photography in our forensic work. We've been able to digitize the photos, clean those photos up, provide a more appropriate colorized photo in some instances where maybe, as you said, they were individuals who had been down for a period of time and the photo wasn't appropriate, in our opinion, to see. You will not see decomposed bodies or full body shots. We do have one that was actually solved recently that had a very intricate tattooing. And because of the discoloration of the skin, because of the decomposition process, we actually recolorized it and made everything the same color and brought the artwork out. And as a result of being able to isolate that artwork, then an identification was able to be made.
Michael Murphy, thank you very much for talking with us today.
And you have a great day, sir.
P. Michael Murphy is the coroner of Clark County, Nevada. That's where Las Vegas is. The coroner's office has put the pictures of unidentified John and Jane Doe's corpses on their website.